Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture, fueled by Kubota. Today we are profiling Ripplebrook Farms. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me. And if you can tell me a little bit sort of about your farm and your family and its history.
Okay, well, Ripplebrook Farm has been in Lennox and Ironton County in my family since 1951. My grandfather, Jesse, moved to the area. He had a twin brother, George, and they farmed together in Frontenac County down the Joyceville area, and Jesse decided to move to the Napanee area in 1951. And then my parents took over in the 60s and farmed. They went off to college and returned home and took over the farm in the late 60s. And then I did the same. I went off to the University of Guelph and then returned to the home farm in 1998, I guess, and carried the reins from there. So at Ripplebrook Farm, we milk 135 cows 365 days of the year, and they get milked three times a day. We produce about 9,000 liters of milk every day. So if I can put that in perspective, my grandfather, on his farm in Joyceville in 1952, he produced 10,653 pounds of milk for the whole month of February, and now we produce that in one day on our farm. So it just goes to show what nutrition, genetics, management, and crops, crop management, all those things have done to improve milk production in our dairy herd through, you know, over 70 years. So
nice, perfect. And so looking at the farm today, what role are your children playing in the farm, and do you think one day they will fill your shoes and they will carry on the family business?
Oh, great question. They already do fill my shoes sometimes. I do like to take some time off. I think it's healthy to take time off. So when I'm gone, my stepson Taylor takes care of the place, and my daughter Adriana, she loves the horses, and we do have, yeah, we have seven quarter horses as well, so that's it's exciting to have those animals on there on the farm as well. They're beautiful animals. My daughter rides those and shows throughout North America in the quarter horse circuits. So Adriana and Taylor are the fourth generation, and now there's Kinsley and Hank, the fifth generation, my grandchildren. So who knows, they show up at the farm and maybe they'll start driving tractors here soon too, but they're a little bit too young to be doing that yet. But it's exciting to see them at the farm just about every day, and asking questions and learning, and just as I learned from my father and grandfather.
And to touch on that a little bit more, what does it mean to you to teach the next generation and now the fifth generation and pass on your teachings that you learned from your grandfather?
Well, it's the most important thing is leaving your legacy, is sharing your knowledge and passing that on to your children and your grandchildren so that they can learn and, you know, not have to reinvent the wheel or learn things all over again, but maybe to learn from my knowledge, and maybe I can step back a little bit and they can hold the reins, just like my father let me hold the reins 30 years ago when I started taking over. So, yeah, it's important for the next generation to step up. It's also important for the mentors or the elders in the family to give the younger generation a chance to spread their wings. Sometimes they'll make mistakes. I made mistakes, but it's important that you make those mistakes, but more importantly, to learn from those mistakes. And then improve from there. So
nice, perfect. And one last question for anyone who's interested in farming. Maybe they don't come from a background like yourself, and so they want to become the first generation and start their own farm. Mm-hmm. What type of guidance would you have for someone who's interested in getting into farming?
Well, I always say 4-H is a great avenue to learn about farming, to see if it's something you're interested in. And then that gives you exposure to different aspects of farming, different commodities, whether it's beef, dairy, sheep, goats, chickens, hogs, you know, all of those, or cropping or vegetables. You know, there's all those opportunities in 4-H to investigate and have exposure to those avenues. So I would suggest joining 4-H and get to the meetings, And then you'll get exposure to those things, and you'll find out which, you know, if you enjoy agriculture, if something you want to pursue as a career. You know, quite often we have meetings at our farm, 4-H meetings at our farm, and young people say, hey, I want to work at your farm. And I said, well, when you're 15 years old, come and see me. So, yeah, there's lots of opportunities out there. You just have to know the right people, ask the right people, and show a good work ethic. Hey, if you're going to be a farmer, you got to work hard. So,
yep.
Number one value in farming is hard work.
And also taking some time off.
That's right.
Alrighty. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you today. So I thank you very much for joining me.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me in, Emily.